Blog Talk Radio.
But I like to get to know you better. See you kinda busy, so I guess I send a letter. If the letter don't work, then I guess I'll approach it. If you can't socialize, I guess I coach you. Cause gymming is far from the average knucklehead. I don't wanna spend most of my time in bed, but in case I have to get hard, I get hard like lead. And the proof is in the pudding, that's what my mom said.
Baby, I stayed away too long.
Huh. And as you did,
I need your mind when
I was gone. I just wanna be. Girl, I just wanna be.
No matter what state, I put you in good hands just like all state. I'm winding down, we eating on fine plates. I treat you like a superstar, line with no weight. You like good time, let's just push rewind. Sipping good wine, my game not denied. We live in the sky, the haters live on the ground. No sex rules up in the clouds, ow.
Baby, I stayed away too long.
Huh. And as you did,
hello everyone, you're listening to the Queen of Show Talk, Angela Butler. Today the interview is a follow-up interview with NAACP Director Mr. Jennings. How are you doing this afternoon, sir?
I am doing great, Ms. Butler. How about you?
I'm hanging in there, doing the best I can. Looking forward to the holiday.
All right, now. Yeah, we're just about there. We're in the season. We just ain't at the day yet. So, just hang in there.
Yes,
we're
sir.
Getting there.
So, I'd like to know, along with everyone else, what is happening in Crestview, Florida, with the gentleman that the police killed? Follow-up interview, sir.
Okay, fine. What question you like for me to start with?
Have they answered any of your demands, such as putting the police on death duty or anything like that?
No, they have not. I think they are holding tight in faith, if you will, to what they think is right, and they're waiting to see what the results coming out of the medical exam and the state attorney's office. So everything is moving, but moving kind of slow because everybody now kind of dug in and says, my guy's right and you guys are wrong, or we said we are right and you are wrong. But I will tell you that the family have just about secured a private attorney to take the case. And that's what I was waiting for this afternoon, to the latest update on what the family and the attorney has concluded with, because the attorney told me after my interview with the attorney that they too feel that there was some wrong done in this case. There's some things that should not have happened. In fact, the matter, if all things being equal, this individual should still be alive today if there would have been better de-escalation training or de-escalation process been put in place at the very beginning of the altercation when they first arrived at this gentleman's house.
Yes, sir. I know you had said the same thing. Would you repeat his name and spell his name, even because some people are asking for the spelling of his last name so they can look the case up?
Okay, his name is Calvin, and let me grab my phone to make sure that I am saying it correctly as well. So keep talking while I get, I don't have my phone in front of me, but it's Calvin Welch.
Yes, sir.
Welch. But I will get
Calvin Welch.
I will get the correct spelling for you, though.
So the family has secured an attorney. Are you allowed to say which attorney, or is that confidential?
Well, it's confidential because I cannot say infinitely that they have reached an agreement with the attorney. I said that they are discussing attorney, and the attorney have interviewed with us to see if they, the attorney, want to take on the case. So everything is kind of up in the air right now. So I'm not sure where it's at. That's why I told you I was waiting on an update from one of the people working with this case very closely. But she had another engagement that she had to take care of, but I thought she would get back to me before I got to this interview. But I don't have it.
Okay. All right, so the policeman, my understanding from the last interview is they had not been put on any desk duty or anything like that, that they were nothing like they were still actively working in the same positions that they had before the death of Mr. Welch. Am I correct?
That is my understanding as of today. I haven't heard any different. It's still my understanding.
Mr. Wilkes died in a wellness check by the police. For those of you who did not hear the last interview, when I interviewed the director of the NAACP, Mr. Jennings, who's on the phone now, could you go back in a little detail as to how this started and how he ended up dead?
Yeah.
For those who didn't hear the last interview.
Well, to kind of bring us up to date to where we are today, I have his name, but I'll give that to you in a minute. Don't let me forget. Or let me just do that right now. The gentleman's name is Mr. Calvin. Last name is W-I-L-K-S. W-I-L-K-S. Okay. And this incident happened on the morning of October the 14th, 2021, at approximately 2:21 a.m. in Crestview, Florida, by the Crestview police officer. So just to bring us right back to where we were at that particular day and time, there was a call to 911 from one of the neighbors' house, one of the neighbors' apartment, saying that they had heard perceived disturbance or a person calling out for help, saying help, help. So the neighbor called 911. 911 called the Crestview Police Department. So the Crestview Police Department arrived at the gentleman's apartment. He and his girlfriend was living, or fiancés were living. I think he was engaged to the young lady. However, when they reached the apartment on a wellness check, just to confirm what the lady on 911 said, that the neighbor had heard this disturbance call next door, and she thought someone was in trouble, right? So the police, three of them, in fact, arrived at this location, knocked on the door. The gentleman answered the door, and they identified themselves and said they were there for a wellness check. So he said, can you hold on for a minute? So they said, yes. So he closed the door back. About 5 minutes later, they knock on the door again. He come to the door the second time. And he said that, what do y'all want? Why are you here? You know, And they proceeded to say that they had a disturbance from that apartment. And he questioned them, what disturbance and what are you here? Why are you here? So they said, well, somebody called. We need to come in. He said, I don't think I want to let you in my apartment. Do you have a warrant? What's your reason? They start going through that exchange. We need to come inside. So the gentleman had opened the door, and the cop was standing there looking at the guy. So now, and the cop had his foot in the door. In fact, we nicknamed the cop Officer Foot because we can't remember his name. But he had his foot stuck in the door, so he couldn't close the door back. So the guy said, will you move your foot so I'm closing my door? I'm not giving you permission to come into my apartment. So the officer kept talking to him and said, yeah, we're going to come in your apartment. Yes, we're going to do it, well, and you better not, if this attitude, slam that door on my foot again. So the gentleman started getting a little agitated. Long story short, the cops got agitated. And so in his agitation on the outside, the gentleman agitation on the inside, the cop used his body weight, forced himself into the apartment, knocked the individual up against the wall, down on the sofa, and they rushed into the apartment, seized the individual, and started a tussle on the floor. Okay? And in doing the tussle, the body cam came on, so we couldn't see exactly what was happening by the body cam, but it was shining up toward the ceiling. But the contingency on my part is that I'm not a cop and not an investigator. Let's make that clear. But with the individual foot in the door, and he was there strictly on a wellness check, he had a perfect opportunity to de-escalate the situation because he's looking at the individual. The individual did not have a welcome, so he's not a direct threat to the officer. The individual could not be doing mischief or doing some crazy stuff back in the back room because he's standing there looking at the cop. The cop looking at him. Had he let go of the door and try to go, you know, escape out the back or whatever, the cop would have been there and seized him. Then to me, they would have more justification to take more aggressive action. But while they were standing there talking to him, they could have kept talking to him, explained to him why he was there, explained why they need to come in, asked him some questions to calm the person on the other side of the door. But they didn't do that. They didn't take that opportunity without rushing in, slamming to the floor. I don't know which came first, the handcuff or the taser, because the camera went black on us. But throw him on the floor. We wound up handcuffed and shackled, handcuffed behind his back, shackled his feet, and tased him 4 or 5 times. And so we could hear the individual voice saying, don't tase me, don't put those needles in me, don't do this, do that. And the cops proceeded to tase him. And we asked a question, they said it because he was kicking at them. 3 officers were there. So he couldn't have been kicking very much. And the fact that 3 of them, in my opinion, again, could have took one part of the individual body, a feet, the head, the middle of the feet, held the individual down and handcuffed him, if you will. But I didn't see any need when I reviewed the body cam to have to tase the individual. But as a result of the tasing, he went in cardiac and he stopped breathing. But in the meantime, they had called the paramedics and the fire department, and the paramedics and the fire department arrived on the scene. They started immediately trying to do CPR, and they realized that the individual were not coming back around, so the paramedic lady got excited, and then she started pumping his chest and doing some other crazy stuff. So that didn't work, so then they hauled him off to the Northwest Florida Medical facility. And, of course, the preceding days that they announced that he's deceased. So now from that point on, it's a matter of investigation. It's a matter of trust but verify. It's a matter of get into the bottom of the situation as to why the individual deceased. What was the primary cause of the individual to decease? But when the camera came back on, we could see that he was clearly in shackles and on the floor on his stomach. That's the short, long, and short of.
Yeah. He was clearly in shackles and on the floor.
Yes, absolutely.
So
the NAACP we call for immediate expedite answers in the death of this gentleman. And of course, we're in solidarity with the family. We're working with the family, and we've been working with the family. We will continue to work with the family and to try to get some resolve to this issue. Hopefully that the attorney in reference will be able to take the case and look into this matter even further.
It has the NAACP talked to the attorney, or is this one the family has talked to on their own?
Well, the NAACP, I will tell you that legal has been advised. We have to advise our legal side when something like this happens or when we get this much involved. So they all is aware of the situation. We have sent a document to them. And so everything is just working through the system. We have talked to the state attorney on two different occasions about the results of the medical exam and the toxicology. So they promised us that they don't know why everything is on a hold. This is state attorney. As soon as they get some answer, they will let us know, us being the NAACP. And, of course, we will let the family know. They have to let the family know. So the only information, to my knowledge, they received is the information from the hospital, what happened at the hospital, medical reports. From. So right now, we installed a whole pattern with a couple of things. One, solidifying the attorney to take the lead on this case. We will continue to be there for him, to help him any way we can. Number two, to get all of the investigative reports back and see where that leads us. And number three, what action will the state attorney take? Will they proceed to process the case or not?
All right, so the family support attorney, it's a slow process. I can understand that the process is slow. I know there's going to be an empty seat at the mother's, at the mother and father's and family's dinner table this year, and I'm sorry about that. I can't imagine how they must be feeling. I just hope that the family is able to get through this and that they hopefully can get justice.
Well, absolutely. That's what we all wish for, justice, whatever that justice look like. That's what we want to see happen is justice. We're not trying to make it something that is not, and we definitely want to overlook something that it is. So we all want, and the family, we talked to this family on several occasions. They seen it, they taken it in stride. They was very much emotion and upset, of course, as you can imagine. At the initial stage, now they just kind of settle down and said, let's walk this process through and see where it leads us.
I do hope NAACP is able to achieve their goal and that they respond back to you. I do hope the police officers are not allowed to continue in the position that they possibly allegedly could still be working the same position and job. I hope they take them off that. There is no more than desk duty. I also hope the investigation finds, that hopefully that they were in the wrong, allegedly in the wrong, and that the family,
right,
like I said before, gets justice.
Yeah.
I know
absolutely.
Money will
we
never
are.
Bring their loved one back, but I can't imagine how they feel. But I know it must be a painful thing to have a family member murdered.
You're absolutely right. And this individual, this is a father, a brother, a son. He, I think he has 4 kids. And, you know, it's this is a terrible situation. Those old kids lost a father. The fiance has lost her husband. The mother lost a son. You know, it's just, in this one incident, there was a lot of loss took place in this case. You know, the greatest loss, of course, was individual life. But everybody, there's a lot of grieving going on. Really long. And the sister lost her brother. So, you know, and that's a lot.
Yeah.
A lot going on.
And it's a hurt, it must be a hurting thing. I have brothers, so I know it must be a very hurting thing. They even have a grandson.
Mm-hmm.
So
Yep.
You know, I can only imagine how I would feel if it was one of my brothers. Is there anything else you'd like to add, Director Jennings? Director Lewis Jennings?
How you doing? Yeah, I just wish the things that you do that, and we waiting with baby breath over for all things will come out in the wash and justice will be served and the family can move forward with their life in spite of without this person I just told you, Kevin Wolf, who with all of those things we just talked about. So we all
Yes, he was 40 years old, Mr. Calvin Wicks Jr. He was Tay's officers. I know the family would like to know, you know, I know he died in the hospital, so it's a horrible thing. So is there anything
Absolutely.
Else you'd like to talk about?
No, nothing else I could say at this time because it's all in on the investigation. So, you know, we're limited to what we can say openly. And I said, because there's some other thing going on and some other information out there that I'm not at liberty to talk about, but we'll see how it all unfolds.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry that the children have lost a father. I don't know if he has any sons, but I know it's very hard for children to get along in this world without a father. So, especially in this day and age, it's very hard. And I pray they turn out well, too.
Absolutely, Andrew.
Yeah.
Thank you for following up and keeping the public involved. And I'm sure you're listening.
Yes, sir. And I'll send you a link to the show.
Okay, do that. Yes, ma'am.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
That's it. Other than Merry Christmas to you and your listeners, friends. Enjoy the season. Just remember the reason for the season, and that is our Lord in Christ, who died for us all, but he rose again, thank God, on that great, great morning. So I'm sure that he will see the family through this as well.
Yes, sir.
And with that, I would say good evening, my friend. We'll talk to you
good
again
evening.
Later.
Good evening, sir. Mr. Jennings, you're welcome to come back on at any time, sir.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And I will be sending you a copy of the show. You have a blessed holiday.
Yeah, thank you. You too. See you.
Yes, sir.